Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, and our guest interview in studio today is Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred, and some updates on some cases that have been going on across Lincoln County. Attorney Allred, good morning. Thanks for your time today.
Good morning, Duke. Appreciate you having me.
Well, a big story, to say the least, that your office and law enforcement and quite a few interagency operations have been working on that actually resulted in quite a few arrests and a number of children being saved in the Philippines. And it all kind of stems back to a case here in Lincoln County. So want to have you start with the bare bones on this and take us to back what happened. It sounds like you got some information from the DCI and tell us how this all came about.
Yeah, sure, Duke. I appreciate it. It is an interesting case. You know, we have a case start out here in Lincoln County, Wyoming. We prosecuted it, saw it all the way through, and it actually culminated in a rescue of children in the Philippines. So it's a major story, and how it really starts is we prosecute sexual exploitation of children that occurs here in Lincoln County. We work with our DCI, our Division of Criminal Investigation team. They also have a team, we refer to them as ICAC, or Internet Crimes Against Children. Those are the types of cases that are worked are child pornography cases. And so we get tips from these internet providers, Facebook, Instagram, those types of things, of child pornography. They go to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and they refer them to local law enforcement agencies. In this situation, our ICAC teams in the state of Wyoming received tips that there was active cases, if you will, going on here in Lincoln County. So my office gets involved with ICAC, and we start working with them for search warrants of technological data, IP addresses, things like that, and we track those things down and then execute search warrants at the homes of individuals who are involved in this. And that's really where this case started. And this was several months back. We prosecuted the individual that was involved in those types of things. And as we went through the case, it just kept getting deeper and deeper, which was a good thing. Our DCI and ICAC teams worked with international bodies such as the Philippine federal government, but we also turned it over to our Homeland Security teams over in Virginia, as well as the FBI. So we worked very closely with all of those agencies in investigating these ties. What we came to find was that this child pornography was actually coming from the Philippines, and it was being manufactured directly at the request of numerous individuals throughout the United States, but one in particular was here in Lincoln County. During the investigation, it was found that this individual was making direct contact with the victims. Unfortunately, in this particular situation, the trafficking ringleader, if you will, was actually a mother of these children, which is unfortunate. But these are the types of things that we have to deal with in these types of cases. So we started working those particular cases, tracking down these pay sites, and it becomes a very complicated and difficult thing because we have to track them internationally. We have to have work with the FBI, the Homeland Security, so they can draft up federal subpoenas so we can get information. So we worked this case for months, gathering all this international data, financial data, electronic data, so we could prosecute our case. Once we had everything for our case, we sentenced that individual here in Lincoln County. We also turned over all of our information and asked for additional federal resources so that we could potentially look into this actual trafficking ring in the Philippines. Then our DCI ICAC teams worked with Homeland Security, the FBI, as well as the federal government over in the Philippines. So that's where we really come into this case. And then eventually we had an actual rescue operation. So that's where we were from there.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing, all these agencies working together, and then you bring in Filipino law enforcement and their agents and everything. And when this operation went down in the Philippines, understand that you and the DCI agents here in Wyoming were actually able to just watch this whole thing go down. And it sounds like it was pretty amazing, right? How it all happened.
Yeah, it was. You know, we worked this case for months, and we actually completed our prosecution of this individual, sentenced him, and he was sentenced to prison. And actually, the rescue took place a few months after we were completed with our prosecution. You know, anytime we have these types of cases, we're always trying to dig a little deeper, try to find, you know, children that are being victimized, those types of things. To be blunt, it's very difficult. And it's hard doing these types of cases because we have to go through this horrible information, these horrible things that are happening to these kids. And a lot of times it's very difficult to actually rescue kids or things like that. And so in this particular situation, all the credit goes to our DCI and ICAC teams, as well as Homeland Security and the FBI. They continued to work it. And our guys here in Wyoming continued to push it. They continued to send these tips to the Philippines, as well as our Homeland Security international teams, and said, please help us on these types of things. And so after we took or had the sentencing here, this was just a few weeks ago, we kind of got surprised. ICAC teams and myself, we got an email that said, hey, we are right in the middle of this trafficking ring. And what they do is they actually use our information from the defendant, his accounts, passwords, things like that, to actually infiltrate because he's gained the trust of this particular trafficking ring. So we actually take over the defendant's accounts and use that to gain our own access into these trafficking rings. And so, yeah, we get an email that said, hey, we have infiltrated the trafficking ring, and they do actual live phone calls. And this is what these individuals that were paying for these things would do, is they would actually pay for live, unfortunately, live shows, to put it as nicely as I can, right? And so we actually, as law enforcement, we used cover, of course, undercover agents, and they completed some of these shows with mom, paid her money so that we could get search warrants and arrest warrants. So it was interesting. They put together this, undercover. The Filipino authorities actually took part in this. So once they were able to confirm this horrible things were happening, they were able to get search warrants and arrest warrants. That's when they called us, said, hey, we have the warrants in place. We are going to have another operation phone call, and we'd like to invite you guys to sit in on it with us. And so it was pretty amazing. ICAC and DCI and myself, we got on a Zoom call and very small Zoom call and watched as the undercover conversed back and forth with the mother, unfortunately, in this trafficking ring. And as we went around the room on a video conference, we were able to watch as the mother showed the children that were there. Once it was confirmed that the children were there, that's when agents in the Philippines actually rushed through the door, arrested mom, started grabbing kids, and we were able to sit and watch that live as it occurred. And so, yeah, it was a pretty amazing a time for us and a really gratifying time for us to see the culmination of all this work and investigation taking place on the other side of the world. Yeah. So,
you know, and Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred in studio talking about this this incident. And again, five suspects arrested, more importantly, nine children rescued. And if I'm understanding, ages toddler to teenager, right? I mean, this, and I just think about some of the horrific and disturbing evidence you've had to go through in this case and similar cases, and then to see this kind of outcome. I mean, you see these children that you've been, you know, that you've been going through evidence.
Yeah.
And then you see them be rescued like this. That had to be a huge moment.
It was, you know, and unfortunately, I've had to be involved in several of these cases, these types of cases. They're some of the hardest I have to deal with, to be blunt. I have dealt with a lot of different cases, but these child pornography cases are hard. horrific material that we have to go through. But in the end, like I said before, it's really hard because you know that these victims are still out there, and there's, to be honest, it's not a lot you can do about those things. We try, but a lot of times there's not a lot we can do. So to sit where we were on this Zoom call and to actually see those children, and you're right, we had children from, I believe, just a few months old to up to 16 years old. And these young girls, as we saw, they were sitting on the floor and in these less than ideal conditions, to see agents come in and start swooping them up was, it was a pretty amazing moment, gratifying for all of us that have put all the time and effort into these types of cases. ICAC deals with this stuff on a daily basis. Super proud of those guys, and for them it was a great moment to see this culmination.
Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred in studio. Well, hats off to your office, DCI agents, everybody involved for putting this all together and making those rescues of those children. You can read more on the story in today's Star Valley Independent, also online at SVINews.com, on Lincoln County's involvement with this rescue of those children in the Philippines this morning. Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred in studio. While we have you, Attorney sure. Allred, let's a couple other cases. We've been reporting on the storage unit burglaries and the arrests that were made recently on those. Understand some that's going through the prosecution process now.
It is. Yeah, we've been prosecuting that case for several weeks now. The individuals that were involved in that particular case were being first prosecuted in Idaho. These are two individuals from the Swan Valley area. When they were arrested on local charges there in Idaho, in coordination with our Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. We worked with Bonneville County Sheriff's Office. And so when they were arrested, there was also some local charges that they were arrested for. Once they completed all their Idaho charges, we went and picked them up, and so they've been in our court system for a few weeks now. We've gone through the process, and actually this morning I was in court with both of the individuals, and they actually both pled guilty this morning to the burglaries and thefts, and they'll be sentenced here in a couple of months. We're early on in the case, but we, due to the great work of our investigators with the sheriff's office, we had a very, very solid case moving forward. And so working with those individuals, we took their guilty pleas this morning, and we'll go through a little bit more of a process in creating documents and getting ready for a sentencing hearing that'll be held here in late June.
So you're talking Cody Carlisle and Marissa France, and both of those again pleading guilty to those storage unit burglaries. You mentioned sentencing on the way, but what kind of recommendation is your office going to be making to the court for sentencing?
So in this particular case, we've found Mr. Carlisle is really the ringleader in this particular situation. Both of them pled guilty to various charges, and we'll be looking for some prison time for at least Mr. Carlisle on that particular situation. So we'll get that a little bit more ironed out as the sentencing gets a little bit closer, but we certainly are looking at some prison time for that individual.
Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred in studio this morning on the weekday wake up. And then just a real quick mention here at the end, Attorney Allred, if our listeners remember, there was a case involving pharmacy burglaries from multiple years ago. And it sounds like that's kind of coming around back to Lincoln County.
Yeah, that's the other case, and we're working on numerous cases in my office. But one of the other cases that we are working currently and preparing for trial on is those pharmacy burglaries. People remember correctly, it was about 7 years ago in Thane, we had a couple of pharmacy burglaries. We have an individual that was charged 7 years ago, but has been in prison down in the state of Utah for the last 6.5 years. And once he completed his sentence down there, we actually had active warrants here in Lincoln County for his arrest. We went and picked him up, and now he's in our court process currently working his way through the system. We actually have a jury trial scheduled for July in that matter.
All right, that's Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred. Attorney Allred, thanks so much for the updates. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you.
It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.